From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
We've all heard the phrase, you are what you eat. But does that age-old saying apply to what we drink as well? A revelation that shouldn't be all that hard to swallow, if you know what I mean, right after this.
Come play in San Luis Obispo County. Midway between L.A. and San Francisco lies the central coast of San Luis Obispo County. Its wine country, breathtaking coastline, and Hearst Castle have enthralled countless visitors. It's where you'll experience California lifestyle pleasures like wine tasting, kayaking, cycling, hiking, or simply relaxing while you take in the sweeping views. Your playtime is precious. Plan it now at visitsanluisobispocounty.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
So just what does the wine we favor say about us? That's a question an organization called French Wines with Style wanted the answer to. So they did what inquisitive companies do. They commissioned a study. What they concluded is that it may be possible to make certain generalizations about wine drinkers based upon their wine preference. For instance, the study concluded that red wine drinkers are wealthier, more likely to have a degree, are happier than average people, and prefer to be married. As for white wine lovers, they were found to be more practical home lovers who are content with their position in life. White wine drinkers tend to be more relaxed and happy-go-lucky. As for rosé drinkers, they are the social networkers of the world, visiting sites such as Facebook multiple times every day. And the study also concluded that 55% of rosé drinkers leave school by the age of 18. More than half of all red wine drinkers reported they had graduated from a university, while 43% of white wine drinkers said they had an advanced degree. The study offered several additional conclusions. The way I see it, the smartest wine drinkers drink what they like and ignore studies altogether. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.